just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome into hour number three on this Thursday, October 10th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MAGA Water over in Sheboygan. Veteran-owned John Davis, his wife Jamie, Vicky and I are completely addicted to MAGA Water. We drink it every single day. We make coffee with it, iced tea. We cook with it. Mr. Snoop gets it. We love it. They have refillable jugs that you can purchase right there at the factory. 1406 Mackinac Avenue, just inside the city limits of Sheboygan. You need to give them a call. Schedule an appointment to make sure they're going to be there. They'll meet you at the factory. Sell you the jugs, then you get to fill them up for $1 a gallon. Very simple process. You own the jugs, you fill them up, you take them home. When you need more water, you simply grab the jugs and go back. Greatly appreciate it. Great product. Eyesight has improved. Absolutely can taste the chlorine and other chemicals in city water now. I don't even get water at the restaurants. I bring in my own jug. Absolutely love it. Totally believe in this product. You guys need to start drinking MAGA water. So again, give them a call. 231-818-9700. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Also, closing up shop, basically slowing down at the end of October. Their other business that John has been doing for over 38 years is Epoxy Pro. As a matter of fact, he's not coming on the show today because he's out doing two garages this afternoon. So very busy, wrapping up their busiest season before it gets cold. He wanted to remind you, though, if you have a heated space where you can maintain 60, 65 degrees, they can continue to apply Epoxy Pro to your concrete floors even during the winter. But based on the weather we have now, they're able to do it through probably, he's saying, the end of this month, October. So text me EP for Epoxy Pro. Great product for your concrete floors, and I'll send you the information. The website, epoxypro.com, their phone number, get a hold of them. Learn more about doing the job yourself. You can save a ton of money buying the materials from them, watching a video, renting a grinder from your local tool rental company basically get it done for $2 a square foot. If you want it professionally done, it's $6 a square foot. So just simply multiply it out. Great product. Absolutely love this product. You guys need to support them. Text me EP and I'll send you the information. One of the other final things to get in, John said that the weather staying cooperating with us through October could possibly go into the first 2 weeks of November. We'll just have to play it by ears. So, again, text me EP and I'll send you the information. We're going to take a short break. A word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Looking at a Gateway Pundit story that came out late last night. Democrats panic after Georgia Election Board subpoenas all of the 2020 election records from Fulton County. Where's Fulton County? Atlanta, Georgia. Question they ask, what are they hiding? The Georgia State Election Board has been working overtime in an attempt to investigate the controversial 2020 presidential election and are working to clean up future elections in the state, especially the upcoming one this November 5th. However, officials in Fulton County continue to refuse to work with the state election board. Well, that may change soon. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 to subpoena all of the election records from Fulton County during the 2020 election. What's predicted? This is not going to turn out well for Fulton County. Liz Harrington, joining Natalie Winters in the war room to discuss the latest information from Georgia. Stemming from the historic huge case, state election boards 2023 through 2025 believe that the election results were fabricated in 2020 during a second machine recount. They believe that the Secretary of State was in cahoots with Fulton County and tried to sweep this information under the rug. But since May, the State Election Board has kept it going and revived it by just trying to follow the truth and follow the facts. So what's happened now is an unexpected development. Because Fulton County tried to appoint its own monitoring team to monitor the upcoming 2024 election. As is the results of this case has found, is that without any objection, the Secretary of State would allow duplicate votes. They just wouldn't admit that they actually were counted twice when, in fact, we know they were. And the punishment. Well, the punishment is going to be that they get to appoint their own monitoring team, which is totally insane. Because they did that, three members of the state election board just subpoenaed all of their records, all of their records from the 2020 election. So they can actually get to the bottom of what actually happened. Another component to this story, they are asking for an immediate injunction. An immediate injunction of the election records for Fulton County for the upcoming 2024 election. Now, why is that important? Well, this includes, not limited to, the qualified voter files and all of the information related to the upcoming elections, both absentee, 9 days of early voting, and including the election day itself, November 5th, in-person voting. So basically going to take Atlanta, Georgia completely out of the process. Let's see. Okay, I don't monitor that on a regular basis, so we'll have to deal with it. Okay, I got a text message here. We'll deal with it after the show. What is the potential impact of this subpoena vote going after the 2020 election results as well as the qualified voter files for the upcoming election on Tuesday, November 5th of this year? could prevent the repeat of the activities that we saw where people were actually recorded on videotape, where they were actually recorded on videotape after hours, pulling out boxes and boxes of ballots and feeding them into the tabulators in Fulton County, Georgia. Pretty interesting. Also, the Republican National Committee filing lawsuits in various states over similar activities going on the offense. Now, one other story that ties into this that I wanted to get into, this came out by Rick Moran of PJ Media. The 2024 presidential election really isn't that close. Citing conventional wisdom as an appeal to authority, the proverbial appeal to this authority is an argument that only works when the authority is credible. Conventional wisdom that the 2024 presidential race is razor close is based on polls. Well, we know for a fact that pollsters themselves are even telling us not to trust their work. Pollsters that have worked for previous Democrat politicians, for example, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, even Republican pollsters, say that many people are not responding to polls at all, especially online polls. So one of the things you have to look at is the fact that these polls may not be accurate because some people are not even responding. And the other question you have to ask, who is actually responding to the polls? And how are they being asked the questions? Got a very simple question for you guys. Have you been polled? Have you been polled by a phone call from a real person? A computerized poll? Or let's even do mail blasts, MailChimp, other ways of emailing you polls. Text me Y for yes and for no if you've been polled. Because I haven't been polled. Vicky hasn't been polled. So how many people are reaching out to you guys? Okay, Tom Walker, first to respond in Petoskey. Yes, he's been polled. Okay, Tom, text me back, real person, or was it an email poll? A real person. Excellent. Did they poll you, Tom, for the presidential race only, or did they also get into U.S. Senate, Congress, local races? Text me back an answer to that. Presidential only. Very interesting. Phyllis down in Dexter. No, not polled here. Oh, she doesn't answer the phone from numbers I don't know. Have any of them left you voicemail? Let's see. Bo in Indian River. Only polled while on YouTube. Those are pop-up ads kind of polls. Yep. Joe in Wolverine. No. Barry, Indian River. No. George Sheboygan. No. Phyllis says no voicemails. Very interesting. Let's get to the other 13 unread messages real quick. Jeff in Sheboygan. Yes, I've been polled many times, but they were the text reply variety. Presidential race only. How many of them start off to be appearing to be a poll, and when you click on it, it actually turns into a WinRed donation site? Van in Sheboygan, no. Joe and Brutus, yes, but I lied. Why would you do that? Why would you lie? Just curious. Let's see. Ben says, yes, Randy, I'm keep getting these messages just like you. Man, I can't wait until November 6th. Christine, same thing. I never answer calls with only a phone number that I don't have stored in my phone, or they don't leave a message. Okay, very good. So you guys are not very trusting. Downstate Kim, I get text polls almost daily. Never respond. Okay, now that tells me that they are not hearing from us Patriot conservatives. So basically, they are skewing the results. And that's exactly what this article is saying. Presidential election really isn't that close. Democrats, I know, love to answer polls. Bob up in Petoskey, I get them all the time, day and night. Okay. Let's see. If I don't know the number, I don't answer. Okay, very good. Let it go to voicemail and see if they leave a message. Tom Walker updating. He says it was about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago possibly, but nothing recently. Okay. I told him I was voting for the guy for president that they allowed to be on my Michigan ballot. So, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Gotcha. Well, speaking of that, RFK Jr. out campaigning for Trump, begging his supporters to vote for Trump, not to vote for him. Going to be interesting to see how many votes he ends up getting here in the state of Michigan. After, of course, Jocelyn Benson went to court with him a couple of times, and it was determined that he must stay on the ballot under the Natural Law Party. Let's see, Randy Walker, I'm with Downstate Kim. Okay. All right, very good. Well, basically, not a lot of us getting polled. Oh, Donna and Jerry and Hessel. Yes, they got one by email. Those are actually, I believe, the most legitimate because you're interacting with somebody who actually took the time to send you an email. You at least know where it's coming from. May not know who it is, but at least you know it is an actual polling company. Bottom of the Hour News, other stories wrap it up for today. We'll be right back.